भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 28, Puranjan Becomes a Woman in the Next Life, Verse Number 42. Pare Brahmani Chatmanam Param Brahma Tathatmani Vikshamano vihayekshaam Asmat upararamah Pare brahmani chatmanam Param brahma tathatmani Vikshamano vihayekshaam Asmat upararamah परे ब्रह्मणि चात्मानं परं ब्रह्म तथात्मनि वीक्षमानो विहायेक्षाम् अस्मादुपररामः। प्लीज चैंट। परम ब्रह्म तथात्मनि वीक्षमानो विहायेक्षाम् अस्मादुपररामः। परे ब्रह्मणि चात्मानं ब्रह्म तथात्मनि वीक्षमानो विहायेक्षाम् अस्मादुपर रामः। माताजी, परे ब्रह्मणि चात्मानं परं ब्रह्म तथात्मनि वीक्षमानो विहायेक्षाम् अस्मादुपर रामः। परे ट्रांसेंडेंटल Brahmani in the absolute, cha and Atmanam the self, Param the supreme, Brahma absolute, Tatha also, Atmani in himself, Vikshamana thus observing, Vihaya giving up, Iksham reservation, Asmat from this process, Uparama retired, Her certainly. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: King Malyadhvaj could thus observe that the super soul was sitting by his side and that he as the individual soul was sitting by the side of the super soul. Since both were together, there are no need for separate interests. Thus, he ceased from such activities. Purport: In the advanced stage of devotional service, the devotee does not see anything separate between his own interest and those of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Both interests become one, for the devotee does not act for a separate interest. Whatever he does in the interest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, he sees everything in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything. Having attained this state of understanding, he sees no distinction between the spiritual and the material worlds. In perfect vision, the material world becomes the spiritual world due to its being the external energy of the Supreme Lord. For the perfect devotee, the energy and the energetic are non-different. Thus, the so-called material world becomes spiritual. Sarvam khalav idam brahma. Everything is intended for the service of the Supreme Lord, and the expert devotee can utilize any so-called material thing for the Lord's service. One cannot serve the Lord without being situated on the spiritual platform. Thus, if a so-called material thing is dovetailed in the service of the Lord, it is no longer to be considered material. Thus, the pure devotee in his perfect vision sees from all angles. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Verse Number 42. Translation. King Maledhvaj could thus observe that the super soul was sitting by his side and that he as the individual soul was sitting by the side of the super soul. Since both were together, there was no need for separate interest. Thus he ceased from such activities. This, we are reading this few verses, in particular this present one, which is in details describing the consciousness of a pure devotee or a liberated soul. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is asking to Krishna about the actions, the thoughts, the behavior of a liberated personality, Sthita Prajna. And obviously this is a very important question, because in order for one to advance in spiritual life, it is recommended that he associates with pure devotees. For that, he has to know who is a pure devotee. If somebody wants to purchase gold in the market, then before purchasing, he should have information of what is gold. Otherwise, a plastic will be sold as gold and he'll happily bring it, thinking that he got it cheaply. So in order for one to not get cheated from others as well as from his own mind, which is called rationalization, one should have knowledge. One should be able to discriminate. So our scriptures are full with details of such episodes where the action, the thought process, the behavior, and the consciousness of an advanced soul is described. So King Maledhvaj, he is exhibiting a very advanced stage of devotional consciousness, which a person comes by gradual process of sadhana bhakti. What happens is, out of so many wandering living entities, the jivas, baddha jiva or conditioned soul, when by the causeless mercy of the Lord, he develops a sincere desire to advance in spiritual life, or he comes in contact with Sankirtan movement, Krishna consciousness movement, and develops eagerness or interest or even curiosity about spiritual life, then in his heart, Paramatma or Super Soul guides him, inspires him to take the association of pure devotees. In this material world, our constant companion is Super Soul, who is right sitting next to us in the region of the heart. The functions of the Super Soul include witnessing our activities, overseeing our activities, sanctioning our activities, and above that, guiding us from within, inspiring us from within to go back to Him, to surrender to Him, to go back to Krishna. So the soul in the material world has a constant companion, a best friend, Suhurdam, who takes him back home, back to Godhead. This Paramatma, or the voice of Paramatma, is also called conscience, or is also called inspiration within, or in scientific language they call it subliminal self. Many scientists who have done great research and are famous for it, they were interviewed that point of their life where such an idea has occurred to them that they could get a Nobel Prize. Was it just hard work over years or something else? And many of them said that even though they were thinking of a problem, many times they couldn't get a solution. But suddenly, out of nowhere, an idea cropped into their mind, which gave a signal to the possible solution of the problem which they were thinking since years. So they call it an unconscious mind, that an unconscious mind is working on the problem and suddenly the solution comes in the conscious area. But actually that is not true. Seeing the hard work, if the scientist or the person deserves, Super Soul is the one who gives an idea or an inspiration to solve a particular problem. So Super Soul speaks. He speaks to every person. He speaks to each one of us, especially in the area where we are desiring to do something bad. There's a voice within which says, don't do. This is wrong. Don't do. We say, shut up. What do you know? I am postgraduate. I know better than you. He says, don't do. He says, keep quiet. He says, don't do. And gradually, the volume decreases. We turn off the volume. Too much disturbance. Restlessness. So this conscience keeps on guiding us day in, day out. But we are the one who turn off the volume. Because the volume outside, the sound outside becomes so huge, so big, that this becomes very faint. But a very fortunate soul, when he desires to go to Krishna, then Super Soul becomes active, hyperactive, overtime duty. 24/7 the Super Soul acts and inspires him to surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, to go in the association of devotees and to practice devotional service. That's why he is called Chaitya Guru. Chaitya means inside. Guru is spiritual master. So he is inside Guru, inside spiritual master. Spiritual master within. But obviously in conditional stage, we fail. We fail to recognize the voice within. Most of the time we get confused whether it is super soul saying or the mind saying. And Chaitya Guru knows this, that even if he speaks loudly, we will be confused. That is our nature, conditional nature, to be confused, especially when we are doing something good. When you do something bad, there is no confusion. We go on doing it. Something good, then, oh, should I really do it? Is it really dharmic? So there is a confusion. This is rationalization of the mind. So, knowing this conditional nature, this Chaitya Guru inspires us to go to his own representative, who is a spiritual master without, who is externally appearing, wherein our senses can interact. We generally gather information and knowledge from these five senses. And these five senses cannot interact with super soul. We cannot see, we cannot taste, we cannot touch, we cannot smell, and we cannot hear super soul. But super soul wants to help us. So he comes out, Paramatma comes out as his own representative. And that is the bona fide spiritual master, whom we can physically see, we can touch, we can hear, we can smell. We should avoid tasting. Whom we can physically interact with our five senses. And an obedient disciple, when he follows the rules and regulations set forth for him by his spiritual master, that is for practical devotional service, wherein his senses are engaged, not just engaging the mind, wherein his senses are engaged in the process of chanting, in the process of hearing, in the process of cleaning, in the process of dancing, in the process of feasting, in the process of preaching, wherein his body, his senses, his organs, his legs, his arms, everything is engaged, his skills, his talents, his resources. When all this is engaged under regulations, then he becomes purified. Gradually the desire to serve Krishna intensifies. The eagerness to serve Krishna intensifies. And he comes to a platform where he spontaneously gets attracted to Krishna. That spontaneous attachment is called Raga Marg. That point where he spontaneously gets attached to Krishna, he goes back to Paramatma. From where he started. Because that is the point he has access to Paramatma clearly, face to face. That is the point he can very easily distinguish between the mind's voice and Paramatma's voice. That is the point he can interact with Paramatma, interact with the super soul. And that is the status Mallyadhvaj has reached. So this was all in the last verse. So Mallyadhvaj's status was not ordinary. He has crossed the platform of sadhana. He has now come face to face to the super soul. A living entity has crossed millions of lifetimes in millions of species. He has crossed the process of sadhana. He has crossed from Chaitya Guru to a bona fide spiritual master to going back to Paramatma. On the spontaneous spiritual platform. Now what? That is what this verse is describing. So now at this status, Mallyadhvaj is right with super soul, sitting with him, face to face. Earlier also they were sitting together. The soul and the super soul, both are at in the same location, in the region of the heart. They are not separate apart for few kilometers or few feet. Both are in the region of the heart. But unfortunately, they are not face to face. The super soul is seeing the soul, and the soul is seeing away from the super soul. Some Upanishad, it compares this event or this situation as two birds on the same tree. This body is the tree and one bird is the witnessing bird, that is super soul, and other bird is a bird who is soul enjoying the fruits of the tree. The super soul bird is telling the small bird, hey, don't stop eat fruits, look at me, I am your friend, be with me, become my friend, mujhse dosti karo. But the bird is so busy with the fruits, wait, let me eat this red fruit. And when the red is consumed, oh, that orange one I didn't taste. And then the blue one, and the purple, and the white. So many fruits on the tree. These are the fruits of our karma, which we want to get. So many objects come in front of us. And there's a possibility of possessing and enjoying those objects. And we don't want to leave. This is for me. This has come to me, destined for me. So I need to enjoy this. Some is happiness and some is distress. But all these are coming to us. Super soul is watching since years, since lifetimes, since millions of yugas. This fellow is just eating fruits. I am calling him, he is not listening to me. Super soul is just watching. He is waiting patiently. When will we stop eating these fruits? When will we stop entangling ourselves with happiness and distress and move our fates and accept His friendship? So that birds, in the case of Mallyadwaj, they are sitting together face to face. The soul has accepted the friendship. Mallyadwaj has reached on such an advanced stage. So at that stage, the relationship is established. So this is not just physical togetherness. This is togetherness on the platform of purpose. The soul understands that now my purpose is to fulfill the purpose of super soul. Why? Because there is a relationship. The relationship is that the soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Part means dependence. Part means cooperation. So when the soul is part and parcel of Krishna, this means Krishna is source of the soul. This means Krishna is independent and soul is dependent on Krishna for his desires, for his maintenance, for his activities, for everything. Without the sanction of the super soul, we cannot do anything. Even this movement of hand is not because my hand has power or energy. It's because the super soul is sanctioning that, okay, this guy can move his hand. But the day the sanction is over and I try, I'll not be able to move. And doctor will say, left side paralyzed ho gaya. But actually that is not just paralysis. That is outside phenomena. Inside there is no sanction. So I cannot move my hand or breathe. So it is true that Bhagwan ke bina patta bhi nahi hilta hai. Without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not even a leaf moves. So He sanctions our activities. We are dependent on Him. He is our source. He maintains us. So there is a natural duty, constitutional duty of cooperation. Doing what He wants me to do. That is called fulfilling the interest of the Lord. Just like the hand, its natural duty is to cooperate with the body. Because hand is part of the body. If the hand stops cooperating with the body and says, why should I feed this stomach? Daily I am feeding this stomach. I will eat myself. This hand is useless. The hand will not derive energy by eating. It has to feed the stomach. So super soul is the stomach, is the root of this material world. Nay, the whole world, the spiritual world. Krishna is the root. and we have to serve the root. Then we being part and parcels automatically get power, automatically get energy, automatically get enjoyment, automatically get ananda, happiness, automatically get maintenance. So that is the duty of one who is part, ansha. We are his ansha, we are his part and parcel, so we have to serve him. Anything different than that, that means serving our own interest, instead of serving his interest, is called separatist mentality. This is very nicely explained in third canto by Lord Kapila, wherein he describes devotional service in mode of goodness, devotional service in mode of passion, and devotional service in mode of ignorance. And one of the symptoms of this mixed devotional service is separatist mentality, in which a devotee, he serves Krishna for his pleasure, not for Krishna's pleasure. He serves Krishna for his interest, not for Krishna's interest. Devotional service is expected to be unmotivated, without any motive. If at all there is a motive, that is to please Krishna. But if somebody has a material motive, a personal ambition to please his own senses, to achieve some material goals, wealth, respect, adoration, profit, worship, fame, etc., etc. If somebody has these motives and is serving Krishna, that is called mixed devotional service, that is called separatist mentality, or just a separatist. And that is not, that doesn't work long term. Just like in modern corporate enterprises, there is an owner and there are employees. And they both have different interests. The owner's interest is maximum work, minimum salary. Right? And the staff interest is maximum salary, minimum work. So both have completely different objectives and they exist together at one place. So there is a model called management by objectives. They try to get a win-win situation. He also is profitable and he is also profitable. But actually both are exploiting each other. So it doesn't work. So people are dissatisfied in their jobs. Even if there is salary raise, if there is even a talk of salary raise, then both have completely different thought process. The staff says, I am working so much and I am getting so less. Please increase. And the boss says, you are already not working. If at all I increase, you have to work 2 more hours. So there is no job satisfaction. It's exploitation. Because the objective is different. So when there is separatist mentality, the person does not feel happiness, even though he gets everything. So it doesn't work long term. Atma suprasidati. That doesn't happen. The Atma is not satisfied. That's why eventually it becomes Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. It becomes useless, waste of labor, because at the end, he is not satisfied. He does not get what he wants. So when the soul and the super soul are face to face, then this separatist mentality evaporates. It no longer exists. Just like water evaporates in heat, it no longer exists. It goes away in thin air. The separatist mentality evaporates. So at that time, a person like Malya Dhuvaj, he just wants to do what Krishna wants. That is bhakti. That is devotional service. So he stops doing all karmic activities. Karma means that which we do for ourselves or for our maintenance within the modes of material nature and time. That is karma. But those actions which are done for Krishna, they are bhakti, they are not karma. So they transcend the modes, they transcend time. There are no karmic reactions. There are no phala. Hence there is no happiness and there is no distress. So Malyadhar stopped doing any karmic activities. What he was doing is just devotional service. And if somebody is on that platform where he is doing only devotional service 24/7, for him there is nothing material. Everything is spiritual. That is where Malyadhar was reached. He saw everything spiritual. He didn't see anything material. This material world is manifested from material energy. And this material energy is Krishna's energy. And such a soul does not see the difference between energy and energetic. He does not see difference between material energy and the source of material energy, the Supreme Person. So for him, this material world is also spiritual. That means he goes beyond the concept of discrimination. He doesn't distinguish between spiritual and material. It's one. And this is possible. It is not possible on the platform where we are practicing devotional service. We should discriminate. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second verse says, the highest welfare activity is to distinguish between illusion and reality, matter and spirit. We have to discriminate because we are on a conditional platform. But an advanced soul, a liberated soul, does not distinguish between material and spiritual. It's all one. For example, we have this deity, Lord Krishna's deity of marble, white marble, whom we say spiritual. But stone? Stone is material. Suppose the deity is made in front of you and it is ready, evening 6 o'clock. The work started afternoon 3 o'clock. In 3 hours the deity was ready. At 3 o'clock when you see it is a slab of stone, do you call it Krishna? No, we call it material stone. But when the sculptor uses his chisel and other tools and starts making a form on that stone, at 6 o'clock we start paying Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. At what time from 3 to 6 did that stone become Krishna? What did he do? He didn't create Krishna. He just removed some parts and the remaining was Krishna. That remaining was already in that stone, was it not? Is Krishna's form not in any stone? Any stone can be made into Krishna's form by removing some side extra parts. So it's already Krishna. So a liberated soul already sees Krishna without the sculpture trying to do it. So it's spiritual for him. This Bhagavatam is spiritual or material? We consider it spiritual, but what is it? White paper, black ink. I give a box of white paper and a box of ink to you. Will you consider it material or spiritual? We'll consider it material. But when they add, then they form a book. And book is material. But when it becomes Bhagavatam, it becomes spiritual. So this is on the level of our discrimination, wherein our senses require some concept to identify material and spiritual. That is our limitation. But somebody who is on a higher dimension, on a higher angle, for him everything is spiritual. Because everything is spiritual, so everything can be used in Krishna's service. That is called Yukta Vairagya, or utility is the principle. That is the real meaning of renunciation. If I accept an object for my sense gratification, then that object is material. But if I use that object in Krishna's service, then that object is spiritual. It's like that. Suppose there's a flower on the road, and one young boy going to college sees it. What will he think? Oh, I'll give it to my girlfriend, she'll be very happy. The person who sells flower, he sees it. Oh, if I take it to my shop, I get 2 rupees. Or devotee coming for Mangalati, he sees it. If I give to Radha Rasbir, he'll be so happy. So all the three people saw the same flower. But they all have different consciousness. Or the fourth one, he'll say, oh, so nice smell. So somebody sees it as a direct sense object. Somebody sees it as beloved sense object. Somebody sees a commercial value. And somebody sees an object which can be offered to Krishna. And once it's offered and comes back, this is spiritual, we touch it on our head. Before offering, it was material. But if something can be used in Krishna's service, even before offering, it is spiritual. That is the vision of a liberated soul. And since everything can be used in Krishna's service, so even before offering, the whole world is spiritual. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, even atom bombs can be used in Krishna's service. How to use it is a homework. You can figure it out. So because the whole world can be utilized in Krishna service, so everything is spiritual. That is the vision, that is the angle, that is the consciousness of an advanced soul. That is where Mallya Dhvaj reached. He reached on a level where he was not seeing anything material. He was seeing everything spiritual. And as we describe the process, this is possible for everybody. By following the regulative principles of devotional service, one can come to the platform where he can come face to face to the super soul, where he can directly get guidance from the super soul. And he can be a liberated soul within the material world, within his quote-unquote material body. And after that, what happens? We'll see in the next verse. The soul departs Vaikuntha. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. If there are any questions, we can take. Or some comments. Mike.
Hare Krishna. Yesterday I was reading a conversation, Srila Prabhupada's conversation. So Upendra Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, how does a spiritual master or a pure devotee see this world? He sees it as Krishna? Srila Prabhupada replied, no. This is Krishna's tree. This is Krishna's building. So a pure devotee sees this world as belonging to Krishna, not as Krishna. So, like you were saying that stone is there, and if somebody sculpts, and it becomes a Krishna. But a pure devotee sees that stone as Krishna. But actually, it is not like that. So, a stone is sculpted, even if it is in the form of a Krishna, it is not Krishna. Only when a pure devotee comes and there is a process, prana pratishtha. So when he does that, then only that stone becomes deity of Krishna. So like that, he doesn't see that stone as Krishna, but he sees it as belonging to Krishna.
So I was not saying that, your point is valid. You are not saying that that stone is Krishna in that sense. Of course the process of deity installation is there. What does it mean? What it says that he sees Krishna in everything, and he sees everything in Krishna. That means there is everything still. He sees everything, not that he sees everything as Krishna. He sees Krishna in everything, and he sees everything in Krishna. So for him, everything can be utilized in Krishna service. This purport says that he sees everything spiritual, everything can be used in Krishna service. I mean, that is how he acts on that. Yeah, you want to comment, Prabhu?
Not on this, sir. Another question, if that's okay.
Yeah.
You were talking about mixed devotional service, and we're trying to purify ourselves to only do things to please Krishna for no other motive. Of course, Putana, she came to Krishna to kill Krishna with some poison, but Krishna, even though that was her motive, Krishna accepted her as a mother and purified her, and she went back to Godhead. So, you know, I'd like that to happen to me, if I could. What about that?
We do not have Putana Sampradaya. Putana is not a role model to be imitated, that okay, she did this, so let me try this. Right? We have to execute bhakti in favorable way. Putana's bhakti was unfavorable. That is Krishna's causeless mercy. Krishna is inconceivable what he'll do with whom. He may give somebody causeless mercy, even he comes as an enemy, and somebody may go on practicing penances and austerities, he may not even look at him. Like Lord Brahma, he offered so many prayers in 13th chapter, 14th chapter of Bhagavatam, 10th canto. So many prayers he offered, such beautiful prayers which we read. And what did Krishna do? Didn't even look at him. He just left. So it's Krishna's causeless mercy which gave Putana that result. Right? But there is, as I said, there is no sampradaya following Putana. She is not a role model for anybody. We follow anukul bhakti. We follow the rules and regulations of bhakti. We can hope for kripa. Kripa siddh. There are two, sadhana bhakti and kripa. Result of sadhana bhakti as liberation, going back home, back to Godhead. And result of simple kripa, going back home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada said, we hope for kripa, but not that we sit idle. We practice patiently devotional process. So everybody can hope for it. At the same time, we have to practice the regulative principles. That's what I can share.
Hare Krishna. You said about mixed devotion in tamasic way and rajasic way. You could not describe sattvic way and the pure devotion.
Yeah, there are all the four. In brief, in short, mixed devotional service in tamas or mode of ignorance is done by a devotee who is very envious, proud, anger and having a separatist mentality. He thinks I am the best and everybody else is worse. In passion or rajasic, the devotee wants to get some name, fame, material wealth, material opulences or followers. In mode of goodness, the devotee has faith on Krishna and he wants liberation. And in pure goodness, he has unmotivated attachment to Krishna.
Unmotivated?
Attachment to Krishna. So there is no result he wants. This is Krishna's pleasure.
Regarding subliminal messaging, now there is a wide application in every field that as soon as you pass the conscious mind, and if the data directly goes to the subconscious mind through subliminal messaging system, then the result is faster and sure. So our main fault was... that unwisely we became independent of Krishna, and to reverse that process we should always give suggestion to our subconscious mind that I am dependent on Krishna. So that is possible through this messaging system. That is what we can practice if possible.
No, it's not possible. We have to take instructions from outside guide, because inside if we depend only on that process, then the mind will rationalize and we will deviate. So it's only recommended for advanced souls. For us, we should take guidance from outside. Even if there are inspirations within, we should confirm it from outside and then we should proceed.
Okay? Thank you.
So Prabhu, you are giving the example of a stone and being then sculptured and then we make it Krishna. So somebody was asking Prabhupada, so in one conversation Prabhupada is saying that when Krishna was present in this world, they saw him and then took a picture, made a picture of him. And today, that picture we are making the Krishna deity. So if the picture is there and we make a deity according, so it becomes Krishna.
Yeah, so what is the question?
You're telling about that how it was not before Krishna and it became Krishna afterwards.
There's a comment. No, I was not mentioning about that. I was saying that we depend on our senses to see shapes. Our physical senses to see shapes. A liberated soul is beyond the senses. He can perceive Krishna even if the shape is not there. Okay? Yeah, there's a question behind.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
With respect to soul and super soul, is there any relation between the soul and super soul?
Relation between soul and soul?
Soul and soul.
The material world?
Yeah.
In the material world, a soul relates to other soul through the material body and that relationship is temporary. So that relationship is of less value. The relationship between soul and super soul is eternal and permanent. So that is of higher value. In the spiritual world, keeping Krishna in the center, two souls have relationships. But that relationship, the purpose of that relationship is to give pleasure to Krishna. Like in the spiritual world also there is husband and wife. But their relationship is to give pleasure to Krishna, not for self-satisfaction or sense gratification or self-companionship. Okay.
In case of Mukta Atma, there is a relation?
Relation between whom?
Mukta Atma, not in Baddha, in Deha.
Between two Mukta Atmas.
Yes.
As I said, the purpose of that relationship is to serve Krishna. So if that relationship enhances their service to Krishna, then that relationship will exist. Okay?
Okay.
Like there are coward boyfriends of Krishna or gopis. They are friends of each other. And that friendship helps them to serve Krishna. They together serve Krishna. Or the boyfriends together play with Krishna. So that relationship is to enhance their own service to Krishna. Okay? We'll end here. Okay? It's time up. Thank you, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.